This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is the WIP Morning Show. For those not listening, which is everyone who cannot hear Fran and Louis go back and forth, Fran has been trying to get him to play Twitching Tongues for the last three breaks, and I would like to thank Louis Coco for not playing Twitching Tongues. We really appreciate that.
I was very close to.
Yeah, I know. He was making a compelling case, Fran, and giving it like, Fran kept going like, no, like, don't play it. But if you did play it, let me tell you, this song would be awesome for it, and the open would sound really good coming back. But don't do it. But if you did do it, it would sound so good. It was really good. Shout out to Scott, hanging out, watching the show. Thanks for coming to hang out, Scott. What a pleasure. Big fan of the show, so he listens every day. Good to see you out here. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to phones. Time's yours coming up in a few minutes. It seems like people came through for Vonnie. We have enough calls, so thank you
of
you. Vonnie thanks you. I thank you. We all thank you. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andrew and Reddy. What up, Andrew?
Hey, James. How are you, buddy?
Good, pal. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call, man. A couple things. I agree with the caller from Wilmington that, with all due respect to Elliot, I like his statistics. They're very cute. But again, it's just practice. I read a book when I was a kid called The Bronx Zoo by Sparky Lyle, famous reliever from the
70s. Yeah.
And basically what he said was, and granted this is 50 years ago, but it's probably still true, that when he was in spring training, he would just throw fastballs every pitch for the first couple of weeks to get his arm strong, and he made his money with the slider. And he basically said, they would hit the crap out of the ball and nobody cared because I was just getting ready for the season. So I always remember that and think that, you know, training is training. And yes, the statistics are nice, but, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But
fully agree.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben, you like that Sparky Lyle reference?
I do. Outstanding.
Is that true, Ben, that a lot of times pitchers, they just, you know, they don't care. They just basically throw something to get their arm strong, and it doesn't really matter what their ERA is in spring training.
100%. They're just building arm strength. Unless you're like a guy that's on the bubble of possibly making the team, then that's a different story. Like, you want to go out there and you want to shove every time out. But if someone like Zach Wheeler, if he wants to work on his cutter a particular day, yeah, he's going to go out and throw a lot of cutters, and because he knows, obviously, his spot is secure. He's just trying to get that particular pitch better. So, yeah, That's the way it goes.
And that's why I think training camp take with a grain of salt. But James and Ben, being two baseball guys, what do you think about the six-man rotation? I get the logic that you're trying to save guys for the playoffs. I also understand that Zach Wheeler doesn't like to do it. I mean, what do you guys think about the whole starting and relief pitching going into the home stretch, and then I'll give you my answer.
Yeah, it's a good question, Andrew. Look, go ahead, Ben. You go first.
Well, I love the starting pitching. I don't mind the six-man rotation, although I know some guys like to stay on their own path, like Zach Wheeler, like you mentioned. But I think right now these guys have logged so many innings, and I think to give them an extra day, a breather, I don't mind it whatsoever. And you could say what you want, but Taiwan Walker's he's held his own.
Been awesome.
He's kept guys and kept his ball club in games.
He's got a 2.98 ERA as a starter this year.
He's been outstanding. He's been really, really good on the road. So, yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, we've seen the innings that these guys are eating up. We saw Sanchez the other night. He was cruising. All of a sudden, he hits a wall. So I think maybe that has something to do with some of the innings that these guys are accumulating. But I don't have any issue with it, and I think the bullpen has been secure. The bottom line is they got to score some stinking runs to get the ball in the hands of Juan Duran. That's the bottom line.
Andrew, obviously, I agree with that. And I am. I would even go further. I would tell Zach Wheeler to sit down for 2 weeks.
I'm very curious to see how he pitches
tonight. Phantom IL stint. Yeah, so Wheeler on the hill tonight. Yeah. We'll get to that in a sec. But, yeah, I have no problem with the six-man. And, you know, I know that Wheeler won't like it. But give him any extra days, I can get that guy rest before the pops.
I agree with you. They should shut him down for 2 weeks.
But, yeah, that's anyway. What I would do. Andrew, got an answer for us?
So I started listening around 7:30. I don't know if this is going to count or not, but I have a pivot if you reject it.
Sure. What do you got?
I don't know if the internet. I don't know if it's been said, and I don't know if the internet really was around or not during 9/11. So,
We said it that nothing where lots of people die. We are not looking for those types of answers. You know, anything.
No tragedies.
No mass
the
tragedies.
Out. Yes. All right. So let's go.
Yeah,
with
and the challengers out exactly. Like I said that
down.
Tanya Harding thing is probably like the limit of like tragedy that we're going with.
All right, then
like
the fall of the Berlin Wall.
That's a huge answer. I've been waiting for it all show, Andrew. That's a potential winning answer. Just a massive, massive thing. All right, let's get to the window of the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Yeah, the Phils are on tap for the weekend. Three more against Washington to finish out the four-game series. As Devin mentioned before, Zach Wheeler on the hill tonight, a 6:45 game. Tomorrow, 4:05, the aforementioned Taiwan Walker on the hill. And Devin, you know you're on WIP for these type of calls. Mm-hmm. People going to get excited. The Roku game
the
on
Roku
Sunday, 11:35. Hey, here's the thing.
Look forward to it all season.
Yes. If you're one of those people who's like, oh, Roku, where do I watch the game? This is annoying. I don't have this. You know where you can hear it? Right here on WIP.
Yes,
always.
You can.
It'll be right here. 11:35. Yes, they'll be calling the game, so listen to it then. But
also, like a breakfast game, like 11:35.
Yeah.
So early.
I'm all right with it. I think it's a fun.
I mean, as a viewer,
yeah,
I like
viewer,
it. But, player, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine getting up in California at 8:30 oh,
I know,
and putting
right?
the ball
yeah,
game
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that would be something
That'd be
else.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too far. But I'll take
it. Well, that's where we're at.
As someone who has to record a podcast after the game, I'll take
it. Oh, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
Selfishly. Yeah. All right, 215-592-94. And, oh, and by the way, Aaron Nola on Sunday. That'll be really exciting to see Nola back after by far his longest absence as a major league pitcher.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to see how he looks. A really nice rehab start, his last one. Looked crisp, looked sharp. Nola's huge for this playoff run. I think all of us agree. We think he's going to get a playoff start. So He has to establish and show it.
Well, especially the way, you know, Lizardo, I know he pitched pretty good last night. But, like, the way he's been up and down.
Is
Ranger Suarez,
yeah.
I think it's really important.
And I think Rangers can end up in the bullpen at this point. I think we've got
that
point. Yeah.
I do,
too. All right, let's go back to the phones. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get to time series. Let's talk to Mike and Del Ram. What up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you been?
Yo, dude, I got to tell you. Last time I called, right, I told you and Broads I had got a new job. That's why I hadn't heard from you in a while, right? And you said to me, you said, oh, well, you know, listen to us on the Odyssey app, and you should, you know, sneak a call in here or there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, 2 weeks later, I was doing my 45-day review, and the boss lady's like, yeah, Mike, everything's going good, but we do have one concern. You called into a sports talk radio show?
No way.
I was like, oh,
no
man,
way.
Are you kidding me?
Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
So those Adam Sandler tickets are still worth it, but man, that was funny.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Wait, next time, you know, we could do like Nike from Del Ran or,
yeah,
you know, Ike
know,
or Spike
knew,
or, you know, whatever from Del Ran. We could, or from you know, South Jersey, whatever. We could mix it up, you know.
My jaw dropped, dude. It was just funny. I didn't think that anybody heard me. But anyways, yeah, you know, let's calm down about who. I don't care how the Eagles look in practice. I mean, don't we all agree that in preseason and practice, you're not really even showing everybody what you got anyway? So you mean they're stinking at what they're not going to do anyway? Like, who cares? We just need to have something to talk about, right? I get it. It's almost here, guys. Few more weeks. Then
and
we
look,
really
I'm with
worrying,
you. I do you know? Think if you're going to go the other way, I think Elliot, when he was on with us before, did make a very good point about, like, if this Eagles team is all about competitiveness and competing all the time, and Nick Sirianni's, you know, competing like rock, paper, scissors with guys and stuff, then, like, you got to compete in every situation. I get that point, but again, with you, Mike, they just won the Super Bowl. I can't overreact to this.
If it wasn't for Elliott and blowing up the fact that Jalen Hurts was breaking, like, you know, camp records with not throwing interceptions, nobody would even care now. But as far as what would break the internet, and it's better have been said, but I have a backup. It wasn't OJ, the OJ car chase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Car chase. So I was like, great answer, great call. So I think the car chase would have been better for social media than the verdict.
I agree.
Right? Because the car chase, there's like, you know, what's happening, what's going on.
And it would have been more like fun.
Yes, the verdict you know.
Spicy.
Spicy is controversial. A good way to put it. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today. Lewis?
Technical difficulty. Hold on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now we're good. All right,
here we go.
Can we just sit around waiting for our teams to fail so we can call into the radio station and complain? We're fine. We're five games up in baseball. The Eagles are in preseason. They lose a preseason game. Whoop-dee-doo. They're working on things. Get over it. We got the greatest sports town in America. Let's live it. Time's yours.
Yeah, and look, I understand people being frustrated with this baseball team on a night-to-night basis and what we've seen on the court. Like, I think people have a right to get upset with what's happened the last couple of years and stuff. The Eagles and the training camp stuff, I think the Eagles have earned a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. They won the Super Bowl a few months ago. I think that's a different one where we can maybe step back and say, all right, until they're struggling in the regular season,
right,
in real games that matter, we will give them the benefit of the doubt that when it matters most, they're going to be ready to show up.
Exactly.
Can we please stop with Nick Castellanos? I'd rather see Liam Castellanos bat right now, because at least he might draw a walk. I mean, this guy is brutal. Thompson's got to stop playing favoritism. Enough already.
You're so right. At least Liam might draw a walk. Is it? He's right, though. The guy hasn't walked in August. He is a zero. He is a flat-out zero for this baseball team offensively. And, oh, by the way, he's one of the worst defensive right fielders in this sport. So what an awesome guy to have on your team. It's great.
Good morning. This is Aaron. You're a realistic, lifelong Cowboys fan. I love when Elliott Schwartz reports or someone reports when Jalen Hurts throws an interception in camp. You know, us as Cowboys fans, we see Dak Prescott do that in camp all the time. They stopped turning off that sounder a long time ago. Time's yours.
Wow. I didn't know where it was going when he said realistic. What a great Cowboys fan call right there. You can't. That was pretty realistic. Pretty ripped his own deep.
The most honest Cowboys fan I've ever heard.
I mean, it is what it is, right? That's good stuff. All right, with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's talk to Lou in Mount Laurel. How you doing, Lou?
Hey, how are you?
Good, brother. What's on your mind today, my friend?
That line with Liam Castellanos was outstanding, and the sad part is it's not wrong. He probably would at least draw a walk.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be tough to pitch to. He's tiny, you know? It's a tall, small strike zone.
It's funny. You know what? Like, I'm hearing a lot of you guys, like the callers, you guys talk where, you know, Nick Castellanos doesn't like to sit. Wheeler doesn't like to be on 6 days. Well, does anybody not like to lose? Because that's what they're doing with all this garbage, and I'm tired of it. It's been
Lou, like Harper not liking it in the 2-0.
I don't care.
Guess what? Too bad.
Yep,
like I don't care what you like. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
show
I'm
me somebody who likes every aspect of their job, and I'll show you a liar. We all do stuff.
Yeah,
you're
right.
It's part of our job. It's part of responsibility, especially when you're getting paid, you know, 7 figures a year. Deal with it. I'm sorry. It's a joke.
Eight figures a year in some of these cases.
Even worse. Yeah. Somebody took my – I have – God, I keep going back and forth on the – I didn't want to say that somebody – these ones are like with the tragedy.
Well, Lou, we need one. We're up against it here, Lou. I need an answer from you, buddy.
How about Will Chamberlain's 100-point game?
That was my answer.
Great minds.
So pivot here.
The night the men's hockey team winning it so people could watch it live.
One more. You got two strikes. Two strikes, Lou.
For the love of God, really?
Really.
Good Lord.
We're going to get a strikeout? It's rare. Three.
No. Again, I'm going to be the Nick Castellanos of callers here, swing at the outside pitch. How about building of the pyramids?
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. Sure. I don't know, like, how riveting it would be. Now I guess it depends on how they were built. Like, you know,
we don't know.
If there's aliens involved, I guess that could be pretty entertaining and interesting. But if it's just, you know.
There goes another rock.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, they got that rock in place.
That's dang construction.
Yes. Wow. Can you believe it? The rock is in place.
And the point is going on top.
Up, they've done it. They've done it. The point is on top. We have a pyramid. All right, let's turn to quickly. We are looking for what would have broke the internet if it happened before social media existed. Dave in Houston, do you have an answer for us, Dave?
I think Jesse Owens in the Olympics.
That is a great answer at the end there. That is really good. And then Alan in Belmar. Alan, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, he just took my Jesse Owens. So
no way!
Lou Gehrig's farewell speech on July 4th.
Alan, ready to roll. Alan, great call there. Wow. Guys, how do we choose a winner? I'm pulling them up as we speak. Shout out to Lewis and Bonnie for helping out there. So we got that Jesse Owens answer there. That was pretty damn good. We got the Berlin Wall sticks out to me as a big one. The Beatles on Ed Sullivan was a very good one. The resurrection of Christ. I don't know. A little bit of a question mark there. The Beatles, we said on Ed Sullivan, the JFK funeral was said. The Magic Johnson news, which was, you know, ended up, you know, being okay now.
I like the OJ car chase
is a big answer.
I feel like that would be a top.
Monica Lewinsky, though, had some
Twitter
potential.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
So we got to vote. And the moon landing. That's another big one, too.
Oh.
All right. Ben Davis, you're voting for the car chase.
I am with OJ.
Devin Caney, what is your call?
I think the internet would have had a lot of fun with the car chase.
There we go. So I don't even need to vote. It's over. The car chase wins. Congratulations to... I'm not sure who said that, but we will...
we'll figure it out.
It was fun with just helicopters.
Back in the studio, we will get that taken care of as they are tracking this.
That was fascinating.
That would have been pretty cool. I'm with you. The car chase would have been pretty cool. Troy in the Northeast. Shout out to Troy. Oh, Troy's great. Troy's a great caller. Shout out to Troy. Happy Troy won. All right. Thank you, guys. A lot of fun today.
A lot of fun.
Ben Davis, Big Boy Chair, you did a great job.
Yeah, man.
You didn't guess where Joe was. Do I tell you or do we wait?
Tell me. Do you want to save it for next week?
Well, actually, I'm out next week. So he appears to be in Italy.
Oh, what? This guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Making pizza.
Yep. Yep.
Going to the Vatican.
Yep.
Sightseeing.
What a life. What a life to be the hammer.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe someday him and Jack will compete again. We'll see.
One day.
It'll happen, maybe. Awesome job, Ben Davis, Devin Caney filling in. Thank you to those guys. Fran Rojas, Anthony DiRenzo doing an awesome job on site here, and Louis Coco and Vani Hanamirian. Outstanding job back in the studio. Couldn't have done the show without you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who called in. Keep it here. Joe and you, they're coming up next again. Thank you to Borgata, such a lovely, beautiful place to do a show from. We have such a great time down here. We will be here next week, next Friday. So until then, until Monday, thank you for listening to The Morning Show right here on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.